open, and Tom saw his father's green Mercedes parked in the bay. The other two bays were shut. He heard his brother's cars come crunching around the driveway, stopping by the portal. The door slammed, and they joined Tom in front of the house. That was when a troubled feeling began to gather in the pit of Tom's stomach.
"What are we waiting for?"
asked Philip, mounting the portal and striding up to the Zagwan doors, giving the doorbell a firm series of depresses. Vernon and Tom followed. There was nothing but silence. Philip gave the bell a final stab. "Hello," Philip called through cupped hands. Still nothing.
"Do you think he's all right?" Tom asked. "Of course he's all right," said Philip crossly. "This is just another one of his games."
As Tom looked about, he saw that the yard had an unkempt look.
"I'm going to take a look in a window," Tom said.
He tiptoed through a flower bed and peered in the living room window. Something was very wrong, but it took him a moment to realize just what. The room seemed normal. Same leather sofas and wing chairs, same stone fireplace, same coffee table. But above the fireplace there had been a big painting, he couldn't remember which one. And now it was gone. Was it the Braque or the Monet? The bookshelves revealed holes where books had been taken out. The room had a disorderly look. Beyond the doorway to the hall, he could see trash lying on the floor, some crumpled paper, a strip of bubble wrap, and a discarded roll of packing tape.
"What's up, Doc?" Philip's voice came floating around the corner. "You better have a look."
Philip peeked through the window and he gasped.
"Over the sofa, the Lippy's gone, and the Braque over the fireplace. He's taken it all away. He's sold it."
Vernon spoke. "Philip, don't get excited. He probably just packed the stuff up. Maybe he's moving. You've been telling him for years this house was too big and isolated." Philip's face relaxed abruptly.
"Yes, of course."
"That must be what this mysterious meeting's all about," Vernon said. Philip nodded.
"I must be tired from the flight. Vernon, you're right. Of course they've been packing. But what a mess they've made of it. When Father sees this, he's going to have a fit."
There was a silence as all three sons stood in the shrubbery looking at each other. Tom's own sense of unease had reached a high pitch. If their father was moving, it was a strange way to go about it. Philip took the pipe out of his mouth.
"What say, do you think this is another one of his little challenges to us? Some little puzzle?"
"I'm going to break in," Tom said. "The alarm. The hell with the alarm."
Tom went around to the back of the house, his brothers following. He climbed over a wall into a small enclosed garden with a fountain. There was a bedroom window at eye level. Tom wrestled a rock out of the raised flower bed wall. He brought it to the window, positioned himself, and hefted it to his shoulder. Tom heaved the rock, and it went crashing through the window. As the tinkling of glass subsided, they all waited, listening. Silence.
"No alarm," said Philip.
Tom shook his head.
"I don't like this."
Philip stared through the broken window, and Tom could see a sudden thought blooming on his face. Philip cursed and in a flash vaulted through the broken window frame. Tom climbed through the window. Vernon followed. The bedroom was like the rest of the house, stripped of all art. It was a mess. Dirty footprints on the carpet, trash, strips of packing tape, bubble wrap and packing popcorn, along with nails and the sawed butt ends of lumber. Tom went to the hall. The view disclosed more bare walls where he remembered a Picasso, another Braque, and a pair of Mayan Stelli. Gone. All gone. He ventured down the hall, stopping at the archway to the living room. Philip was there, standing in the middle of the room, looking about.
"I told him again and again this would happen. He was so bloody careless, keeping all this stuff here."
"What?" Vernon cried, alarmed.
"What is it, Philip? What's happened?"
"We've been robbed."
Detective Lieutenant Hutch Barnaby of the Santa Fe Police Department